Hey, you guys, welcome back to Boiling Point Faith and Fire. Today's episode, it's heavy for me. I'm just gonna be honest, but I think it's necessary, and I don't want to come from this from the perspective of I told you so, because that it doesn't matter anymore. But this is one of those conversations where we're definitely not here to entertain you, but just to kind of tell the truth and sit in it and let God do what only he can do in the fire. This podcast is for discussion and personal reflection only, not intended as professional counseling, medical advice, or mental health treatment. If you are in crisis or need support, please reach out to someone that's qualified. And I'm not doing this alone. I'm joined by my co-host Rory, the steady one here, who is unafraid to wrestle with the hard questions, the podcast guru. Hello, Rory.
Hello, Brandon. How are you today?
I'm good.
Okay, I'm looking forward to getting into whatever this heavy thing is, folks. I don't know going into this, so I'm just like you right now. I'm like, all right, here we
Okay.
go.
Everyone's like, what's going on?
Yep.
Oh, okay. We asked for it. We wanted to see you. We wanted to see stuff. We wanted to see some files. I saw a lot of files and I've been sick about it. Like, I just have been kind of detached because I think it doesn't matter how real or true you know something to be once you start seeing babies on tables and child porn floating around the internet and names of victims not redacted, but only people who are being protected. When I just have finally realized everything I read, it is I mean it's awful. I definitely felt like, a little disillusioned, just trying to stay grounded with this stuff because it's horrific. It is horrific what they did, and just having this confirmation. It's not even reacting to the information, right? Because we knew, and I can sit here and I'm going to say, this isn't as bad as it gets. We got a little tiny scab of information. And so it doesn't matter if my mind is like, oh, it's way worse. Horrible things are happening. It doesn't matter, because once you actually see it, it kind of changes everything. And like, my soul is just like, wow, you weren't crazy. And so I have felt grief, I guess, and rage, and I'm sick to my stomach because it's everybody. And this is darker than any of us ever want to be right about. It's evil. So knowing something intuitively is one thing, but like seeing it laid out cold and documented is another. And we ask for it. We ask for it. And I think the icing on the cake is just it's out and nothing's happening to anybody. Nothing's going to happen to anyone. It's out. It's just there. And I feel like that's just another way for them to desensitize us to think that this is okay. To just, they're laughing at us. Like, this is what we've done. It's what we're doing. It's going to be what we keep doing. So, yeah, we knew. And I guess maybe my soul just wasn't ready to know this clearly. But like, when evil gets dragged into the light, right, it doesn't come out clean. It's grotesque, and it has me confronting a lot of things. Just not that I've had a huge belief in systems. My understanding of justice, everything's being tested for me in the fire. There is no comfort here. There is just like a wow. It's real and it's evil, and I've needed a minute this week to kind of breathe, and once you know the algorithm, you guys, once you start doing a deep dive on something, it kind of feeds into that. So yeah, I had to take a step back for a minute and just breathe, because I mean, nobody's living in the dark, right? We know that Epstein Island is a tiny blip on the radar of everything he did. He had a heads up about everything that was coming down on him long before he got arrested. Okay. So, all the real important stuff, we're never going to see that because he had a chance to hide it. And I have no doubt at this point. I mean, I think there's even a guy that's testifying, he's alive. They got him out of prison. He's just out there doing what he does, probably, And I'm sure now I see the truth. No doubt. No doubt that Israel is pulling the strings for everybody. I don't have a doubt now. Not in my mind. It's in the paperwork, it's in the documents. And now I'm just like, how? How? I mean, you guys know he had a ranch too, and I promise you what happened there is more heinous than what was seen on the island. It's disorienting. It's disorienting, all of it.
I had a feeling that this is kind of what you were going to talk about today.
Yeah.
So I'm not surprised, but I feel it. I feel you, for me, when all this stuff came out this week, I mean, there's no way to get away from how heinous and evil and awful the whole thing is. And yeah, it's almost like you wish you hadn't asked to see it because now you wish you hadn't because you can't unsee any of it and you can't unhear everything you hear. But I think we kind of knew. We all knew on both sides of the aisle. We all knew if ever there was a an event like this, if ever there was an event that should make people on both sides wake up and say, we really and truly are two wings of the same damn bird. This is it. Because I don't care what side you're on, if you're not disgusted by everyone on both sides, then you're not paying attention. And this is one of those things where partisanship really should just go out the window and everybody on both sides should be in jail. It's unbelievable to me. And the sad part is, and we both know it, nobody's going to get
No.
anything from this. I mean, unless Bill and Hillary decide they're going to go into the grand jury with some immunity deal and just spill the whole boat on everyone. Nobody will get hurt from this. They're just going to walk away. Here it is. It was awful, but let's get back to business.
And it's not, it was awful. Like, you guys know this didn't just stop, right? Like, you know how many kids go missing every year? In the United States, you guys think this stopped? It didn't stop. And they're still holding on to the biggest pieces of blackmail. It doesn't matter. But if you start connecting the dots, and that's what my brain did right away, just start connecting the dots, you're going to see the patterns of protection and forewarning and money and power and silence. This is betrayal. There's this deep, I have this deep visceral, just we were lied to, and it was very intentional. Very intentional. And I mean, yeah, there's so much that I cannot get out of my head. Like, it's not even the fact that they release the heinous scenes of child pornography. There are literally like victims, you guys, that were not redacted. They screwed up. And now these people, like, imagine that amount of vulnerability just put out for the world to see. But you know who's protected? All of them. All of them. But here we are, just because we don't see it every day, we just what it kids are just gonna get fed through the ring of pedophilia and used for blackmail to continue to run the world. Like, we're up against the synagogue of Satan. I believe that.
I
I believe
agree completely. I agree. I also want to point, that point that you just made. This isn't the only time that this happened. This didn't just stop. This wasn't, oh, well, one time maybe something happened, but that was it. If you are that evil inside of you and you're willing to do that or engage with that stuff with a child, the one time that they got some evidence on it, or the one time somebody saw you, or the one time you got caught, that's not the only time that you've done it. I mean, that's the life you're living. So, if you've got that kind of, just awful motivation coming straight from the heart of Satan himself, and that's how you're living your life, you've got a trail of tears behind you, that of victims and victims upon victims. This isn't, one thing that happened one time.
right.
This isn't Bill Clinton, oh, I smoked pot once in college and I didn't inhale. This is awful. This is just evil, just winning all over the place with and taking people over. And that's the, I think the part that people haven't wrapped their heads around yet. This sort of thing is not an event. It's not something that happened. It's who that person is. And these people need to be dealt with.
People are running our country. They're making decisions for our future, for our kids. They have their hands in our food, in our water. And who's the head of all of this? You know, Pizzagate was real and no one's been held accountable. Adrenochrome is real. You guys know that they spike adrenaline in kids and then ingest it. Organ harvesting, very real. I mean, they're putting humans in our meat. That's not even a funny, like, haha, Brandon's wearing a tinfoil hat. Like, this stuff is happening. And our souls were never meant to consume this amount of evil and then go on like nothing has happened. Like, knowing is one thing. Like, we've known, right? We've suspected. But I'm telling you, seeing some of this stuff, and I'm not telling you guys to go look for it. Please don't. I saw enough for all of us. Like, our brains are just it's we're not meant to consume this stuff. Seeing that stuff, reading the texts, reading some of these files that are out, like, you just feel this incredible powerlessness start to consume you. And that's it. I mean, are you kidding me that Epstein's bank account was called Ball? Like, you guys, it's Satan's world, and like, we're just living in it here. And we've been shown that tiny fraction, it's a teeny tiny fraction, just to quiet enough people, you know, enough to slow the noticing and enough for them to stop talking about it or stop whatever revolution they're doing. And this is where we have to take that massive responsibility for our health and for our family, mental health, emotional maturity. You know, homeschool your kids, get them out of government hands. And the media is going to do what the media does. I couldn't even look anything up at chat today. I'll tell you guys what chat told me today. Never did I mention, and this is how I know for sure that I'm not even afraid to say it anymore, that Israel's in on this and they're pulling the puppet strings. Let me see where what was the question?
I'm dying to hear this. You know how
Yeah.
I feel about chat, but it also can give itself up sometimes.
It did. Okay. So I said, hold on, I have to scroll up here a little bit, you guys.
We're all right here with you.
Yeah, this it's hilarious. Out of nowhere, when I just had asked, I put in a picture of one of the files to make sure, because I know you guys, not everything's real on the internet, okay? And I think there's fake files going around with real files, and so I was trying to discern that. And it didn't say anything about Israel or Jews. It didn't say anything, but chat right away was like, I'm gonna stop you right here. I can't engage in hate against Jewish people. And I never even brought up Jewish people. I literally put in a file of an email. And it said, you know, it's trying to tell me that it understands how I'm feeling, but I have to be very careful about the Jewish people. We know that the Jews own my phone. They own the apps on my phone. We know that. But just the fact that I can ask a very unbiased question about two guys having a conversation, and it's going to right away just give a whole, I mean, it's a whole spiel. I don't even have the right thing pulled up. I don't know. I can't find it. But a whole spiel. It can't engage in my hate against God's people. And Mossad is pulling strings. And I do
This is the
think
whole. Go ahead.
they want Trump to go to war with Iran. You know, Assange was right when he said, when he said 98% of Washington would fall when this is all exposed. And I believe that Israel is behind the Uniparty and the treachery in DC. And, you know, if you look at Rothschild's banker, like, modern Israel established in 48, no coincidence that the CIA comes out in 47 and Mossad in 49. So find that trail. And the only person ever close to threatening to cut ties with Israel Like, we know what happened to that guy. We know what happened to JFK. The government hates you. There's literally declassified CIA and MK Ultra documents that discuss drugging the entire population. So they put stuff in your food and your water, in your Coca-Cola, in your alcohol, in your cigarettes, in vaccines, and they're trying to induce anxiety. They want you feeling hopeless. This was so great with their intention, but they've been intentional and they want you depressed over time. Everything they do, this is no different. And that intention, I get it. And I think, man, I'm gonna bounce back from this. Like, I could come out of that hopelessness because I know that I'm the one that's responsible for me and mine, right? There are so many people out there that are not as strong as me, and I can't imagine what this feels like to them, and that was their intention. If they could just break us down to think there's nothing we could do, evil rules, shut up, be quiet, get in line.
Yeah. Well, it's the same litmus test as everything else when the media is completely ignoring everything too. I mean, if this was all, people on the right that were doing this, the media would be naming names, throwing people under the bus. They'd have specials going on where all they'd talk about was, the Republicans on the Epstein list. The problem is it's a lot of people on both sides. And so no network on either side is talking about anything, really. Oh, well, the list came out, but like, that's it. The stuff that you find, and then you go, how come nobody's really talking about this? They're all still talking about ICE today, and making up new things.
So I don't even know about that. I am not shocked. I'm not
It's
shocked.
absurd. I mean, this is the type of thing when it dropped, every media outlet should have been right there with their best people, pad and paper, laptop open, ready to, grab everything and just take off with it. I mean, this is the holy grail of journalism waiting for you to expose stuff. And you could have exposed everybody on both sides. And I was interviewing folks yesterday, and the Epstein list came up, and people were like, yeah, are they ever gonna do anything with that? They didn't even know
Wow.
that it had come out. Because if you're not on the right page at the right moment on the right, social media network, you're not even gonna know that it came out. I spent some time last night and this morning on Facebook going through even stuff that's intended for a guy like me, and not one mention. Not one mention from last night when I was on it until today meeting with you. Not one anywhere in any of my accounts.
I'm drowning in it, so don't find it. You guys, don't find it. Maybe I took one for the team today. I'll carry that for you all. Listen to me, okay? It's beyond evil. It is constant ritual sacrifice, constant torture until death. Like, they're eating people down to the, it's everything out there is horrific. You don't need to put eyes on that. But just, even dumb shit like seeing Bill Gates planned the pandemic simulation in an email with Epstein, okay? Like, we knew that. We know it was planned, but just like the fact that he did it so long ago, like they're playing the long game. But it's the same thing as, like, have we ever seen anyone talk about the extensive child porn that they found on Pentagon computers? They've known about it for years, since 2007, before, even before that. And like, the elites continue to bury it. No big arrests because they use the blackmail and they hide the big names in the military protecting traffickers, not kids. 5,000 suspects there, and only a few were charged. And any whistleblower, silence was suicide. That is the core of the deep state. When I can count on one hand how many people got arrested for that, and guess what's probably still going around the Pentagon computers? You think it's
Yeah.
cleaned up? And where's all the money from the Pentagon going?
Good questions.
I mean,
Be careful, though.
it's
Chat
all.
told you to be careful. You got to be careful now because chat told you.
Chat and I are breaking up because Chat's very freaking out about, a country I could care less about. You guys know that the Dalai Lama is Epstein's homie. He's in
I hadn't heard that one yet, really.
160 times.
Oh,
160 times. When I say it is all of them, you guys, it's not shocking. It's all just confirmation. Satan rules this realm. Okay. Predators are protected. The abuse is hidden. Red carpets roll out. Epstein files, rip the mask off what a lot of people already knew, but it's not one man. This is the whole worldwide sick satanic network that is so protected, so sanitized because they own the media. Okay, who owns the media? You guys, it's not, it's, I guess the veil's been lifted. Call me whatever you have to call me, but we know who's pulling the strings. Okay. Everyone has sold their soul to darkness. And it confirms that wealth shields predators and that power protects abusers, that Hollywood and politics and elite cultures have long targeted children and done things that are going to drive you insane, that will hurt your brain. And yeah, this should make you uncomfortable right now because discomfort is what the world needs. We don't need the popcorn and just watch everything go down, but we need radical reality. And I want to see lies collapsing. I want them named. I want them exposed. I want people to rise up and dismantle every satanic system that they have kept safe. No more distractions, no more celebrity worship. Are we done with Hollywood now? Because we know they're all in on it. And no pretending this was an anomaly, right? Well-established demonic systems and a culture designed to pollute souls. It's time it burns down and everybody sees, how Satanism has just become systematic all around us, not just in Hollywood, but the systems that are running your community too. Like, what is it going to take for you to see the real extent of darkness that infiltrates what we support and what we're going to refuse to sign off on anymore? If I see any of my friends talking about celebrities on my page, I'm going to go to their
Gonna
house,
lose it
punch them in
if
their
that's gonna
punch them in their face.
it.
Oh my gosh. Useful idiots. And you guys need to wake up. It's crazy to me.
That's the real question for all of us who are out here now, reeling from all of these revelations that we're dealing with right now, is so what do we do now? What do we do with that? How do we process it? How do we move forward? How do you combat it? How do you beat it? I mean, because none of those answers are easy.
Stop treating
And
national politics like a sports league. That's easy. If all your energy is going to a effing president, you're playing the game they want. So everybody's like, it's all about Trump right now. That's exactly what they want you to do, you s silly gooses.
was an edit. All right.
Sorry. So.
The problem is both sides react to stuff like this in different ways. Democrats will see this. They'll only go after the Republicans. They'll take the bait the media gives them, and they will get ginned up beyond belief. And they'll turn out to vote for people who will propagate this type of evil. Republicans will be so disgusted that other Republicans are involved that they will shrink back, take care of their homes, take care of their own kitchen table, and not vote. And what ends up happening then is it's kind of like it's all bad, but you can't beat the system because the system owns it all. So you almost have to have the lesser of the two evils win so that you can work within the system to start to change it. Nobody wants to play the long game. The only people playing the long game are people in China and Israel. They're the only ones playing the long game right now.
And they're owning us.
Yeah, that's why they're winning, because they've been playing the long game for decades. We are, such impatient creatures here in the United States that we're like, well, who's right? Okay, he's right. That's it. Go that way. We can't look 10 steps down the road, and say, well, somebody might be wrong on this, but this path is going to take me where we need to go. It's too tribal right now, and that's where they want us, is in this tribal hate. The right can come down from the tribal hate, but then they get disenfranchised and they go home. The left can't come down from the tribal hate. They just are going to find something else to hate. So that's all they have is their hate. So it's really kind of tough. to work from within. The only way to work from within is to, unfortunately, still vote for the lesser of the evils. And that's one of the biggest things that I'm worried about of a fallout with this Epstein thing. We already know nobody's going to jail. And I hate to be resigned like that, but we already know nothing's going to come of it. But the real issue is what's going to happen from this, the impact it has on, on both sides that are trying to believe in something. This either, inflames one side and just disenfranchises the other. And then, we can sit here and talk about how horrible it is, but at some point we have to say, now what are we going to do about it? And that's where we end up having to go. Today, I think we can wallow in how horrible it is. It still hurts. It's going to hurt for a long time. It's going to be really disgusting. But at some point we have to go, wow, this did happen. Now what do we do?
And I think, like, a lot of my problem, you guys, it's not even the fact that these evil satanic cults, like, that's what they do, right? But it's the fact that, yes, like, no one is feeling how real this is. Like, everyone's just cush comfortable in their happy life. And, like, I haven't stayed there, right? I'm a mom. I homeschool. It's not like I saw all this stuff and I've been in my room in the dark for like 7 days. But there is this just ignorance. Like, people just don't get it. You don't get it. And unless people start getting it and they start realizing that this is real, that's when the things happen. And I hate the idea of the lesser of two evils, because we're still signing off on evil and we're called not to do that. We're told to call it out and not participate. And that part is where it gets tricky for me, because I feel like, where does this start? But listen, it is that if everything is about the presidency, that's where the left is. And that's where we have lost a stronghold in any sort of common sense when it comes to the United States of America, because nobody was focused on the state legislatures. That's a choke point. City councils, school boards, your kids' curriculum, public health policies, budgets, district attorneys and sheriffs, who gets prosecuted, who doesn't, judges. Those are choke points, and we have let that go. We have lost that in so many counties in the United States, and national corruption is going to thrive when local people are not engaging in that. The president is the least important person in politics.
I know what you mean by that. Yeah.
On a huge level, I hope
Right.
other people understand that. We have to make corruption
Yeah.
expensive. There, we have to continue to demand transparency and relentless documentation, and we have to continue to talk. We have to talk about this. How is no one talking about it? How is this something that you haven't seen and I'm bombarded in it? It's crazy to me what the media gets to pick and choose. And if there aren't people like us that are bringing this stuff out, like, you know how many people laugh at me when I tell them that we're literally eating humans? I guarantee it's human meat in fast food. They're putting it in everything. All the testing, I mean, they finally stopped that, but even aborted fetuses. You know how many products you took with aborted fetuses in it? That truth has come out, and everybody's just like, la-ti-da, oh well. Yeah, it's not even about tinfoil hat anymore. It's about, like, waking the hell up.
A couple months ago, I would have thought you were crazy with that one too. I'd have been like, wait a minute, come on. But they actually did a test on a hamburger patty, from one of the two big chains, and there was 147 different DNA strands in it. I mean, that's 147 different origins of the meat in the patty. How do you even, how?
And that's it. If you think about it, like, look how many people die every day, and there's no new cemeteries being built. When's the last time you saw this incredible cemetery? And the fact that they tell you what they're going to do, that's kind of like been the law of the land, is that free will, free choice, all of those things, but you have to be transparent. Like, the devil has to tell us what he's going to do. So do you think, like, these movies, like that Soylent Green movie, I think that's what it's called, but even little things like Monsters, Inc., a freaking kids movie, Okay, where if you guys don't know about that movie, they drain the kids to power electricity. So they scare the kids and they take the chemical out of their body because our bodies do react. That's why adrenochrome is real. And people get high off of that. And whatever other satanic properties, like this stuff is really happening. And yes, I'm so happy that you're cozy in your home with your kids and that life is beautiful, but also like stop biting your tongue when this stuff needs to be talked about. Stop pretending that it doesn't affect you because this is the thing. Silence is complicity. And maybe I can't go break down, the whole synagogue of Satan. Maybe I can't do that, but I could tell people about it and I can make people aware and I could bring them back to the whole point of like, yes, this is hard, but Jesus. But Jesus. Okay? And if you guys take massive action for your lives, that's how we dismantle the system. When we're depending on the government, it's their playground. It's their playground. But if you take massive responsibility for your life, for your relationship with Jesus, like I guarantee if you I'm in that Bible every single day. And so seeing stuff like this, I'm like, okay, listen. I'm not going to lose my mind. You don't have to take me to an insane asylum for like seeing the truth of this stuff because I've already read about it. I know what's coming. I know what's coming. And it is probably going to get worse before it gets better. But a lot of shit is happening because adults are passive and distracted and you're afraid of conflict. It's going to keep happening. When's the last time you really checked who had access to your kids and how it's monitored? I know the school in my backyard had a pedophile as a teacher. And they didn't find out for how long was he there? Like 2 years? Who the hell has access to your kids? Are you guys really standing up for that? Because if you were in the school board, if my kids were in that public school, I'd have probably sued everybody. How do you just let that slip through the cracks? You
Yeah,
don't.
that's not an accident.
It's not an accident.
No, that's advocacy, and that's someone trying to make a point, because it's not it's a lifestyle choice now,
It's crazy.
don't you know?
We have to fix the culture that's feeding the corruption. You and we're the easiest population to control. If I was Israel, I'd be like, hell yeah, I got these idiots because we're all exhausted, we're all distracted, we're all fighting each other. So there is no more we the people, because that's where I started, right? Like last year when I started a first podcast, I'm like, we the people, the government works for us. Oh my gosh. No, we have to get more disciplined about our attention. Like, no more
Yeah.
scrolling and get into your local action. Choose the truth and talk about it. America is not going to be fixed by a hero or an election or a documentary. It's fixed when real households actually start paying attention and getting involved and speaking out. And we can't be bribed by comfort. I mean, we're the idiots that people took shots to get free donuts. I can't see past the stupidity of that. We have to flip the script there. That's
Yeah.
awareness without action, you guys. What is that? You don't get points for being awake if you're just going to stay quiet. It costs you nothing to use your voice, and your voice matters more than you think. It's never going to be safe to speak up about this. Evil doesn't need everyone to participate. It just needs enough good people to shut up. Just shut up. You guys, protecting kids is not political. Calling out abuse is not hateful. And if you're waiting for that permission to speak out, like here it is, I guess, I'm not even saying you have to scream. I'm just saying you have to stop pretending that this isn't part of your responsibility. I don't know. We have to.
Well, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. We can do an entire episode on what to do next, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, now what do we do? Maybe that's a great topic for next time.
Now what?
So now what?
We get a revolution going, underground military. And I mean, I've seen these incredible movies, right? Because movies don't lie. Like, I've seen these movies where the hitmen like go and they just take out all these scary people and nobody, it's just over. So I don't know. I don't know, but people need to be put in a wood chipper for this. Like there needs to be some accountability. And as long as everybody's quiet and they're not seeing the truth, like nobody's going to speak out about that either. So whatever they have to do, we want our blood sacrifice.
There you go. All right. Not that we're calling for insurrection or anything, because we would not do that on this program.
No.
Okay. Not right now.
I mean, no, absolutely not. Do not give violence. Do not beat up pedophiles. Do not hold these evil people accountable. Don't do it.
It's always the straight guy who ends up in jail,
I know.
so all right. You got anything else for
No.
today's
Yeah.
outrage out enough to get you through to the next episode?
Good.
Okay. The only thing that I will say in closing is that not only do I agree with you 100%, but I think that it's really important, folks, just to double down on this. This is awful. It's heinous. There's not enough words to describe it. And we're going to have a guttural reaction to this. We're going to want to, blow up the two-party system. We're going to want to like retreat from life and just homeschool and raise our own food and go off the grid. We're going to want to attack somebody. We're going to want to, scream and yell and throw stuff. Whatever we have to do right now, go home, feel the pain, feel how horrible it is, and talk to God. Open your Bible and try to find something inside where you focus on the good things left in the world for a little while. Because these horrible things are going to be right in front of your face. When you can get that out and then we regroup, I think there is a way out of this. I think there is a path forward. But today's not the day to talk about it. Today is the day to feel this pain. So go ahead and feel it. Feel how horrible it is. Don't feel bad about feeling how horrible it is. Just feel it and turn to God. Work on that relationship today. If ever there was a day, today is the day. Work on that relationship. And you will come out the other side. And we'll talk about that in future episodes. That's it.